Shield, 73. My late husband Eric was born to an upper middle class Jewish family on December 16, 1934, in Vienna, Austria. His mother Hetty was a dynamo of a woman. She ran her own business making upscale baby clothes and already owned her own apartment house. 3 years later, she was struggling to survive. The business was gone, the apartment house as well. The entire extended family of 20 was living in a one-bedroom flat, and the only sewing was applying Jewish stars to all their clothes. In desperation, Hetty located a distant relative in the U.S. to be a sponsor, but her husband wouldn't think of leaving the rest of the family behind. Anyway, the family had lived in Vienna for generations. Things would get better, he said. Then came Kristallnacht, November 9, 1938, when Jews all over Austria were beaten and Hetty's husband was arrested. When he was released, he agreed to leave. After a harrowing journey across Europe and the North Atlantic, they arrived at Ellis Island with $60 and not a word of English between them. Refugee experts descended on the small family and relocated them to that center of Viennese culture, Gary, Indiana. Fourth birthday. The first day she was in Gary, Hetty cried all day for everything she's lost. The second day, she spent one half of her money to buy a used sewing machine so she could earn a living. With the other half, she bought bus tickets. She couldn't drive. And over the next 3 months, in the dead of winter, she traveled all over the upper Middle West to find sponsors for the rest of her family. And she did. She found sponsors for her parents, her sister and brother-in-law, her husband's parents, and his raft of siblings. In all, 17 people, who surely would have died, escaped Vienna because of Hetty Schumann. Heroes are not all big and strong. Sometimes a hero can be tiny, shy, a high-strung woman who never, ever talked about herself. Her sister told me this story. I was proud to know my mother-in-law, and I am doubly proud to share her story with you.